Do you ever get the sense that you're outgrowing your old life? Or can you feel a stretching taking place or an invitation to grow or to a new growth edge? Maybe yes, or maybe you're resisting this. You may feel that you're in a sort of holding pattern, trying to keep things from changing. No more chess pieces moving. Keep life from shape shifting anymore. Maybe you notice this sense of missing out on joy or just missing out on your life because you cling so tightly to the past or even a dream, like an imaginary dream of what you wanted life to be or who and how you imagined your kids would be, or what a perfect, marriage or career or fill in the blanks should be. We get these idealized fairy tale notions. We also get these stories, pick up these stories sometimes of like, this is what is required for happiness. And we measure ourselves and our real lives against that imaginary ideal. We don't trust ourselves, or maybe even, while we're thinking about all the things that we need for happiness, we miss out on the reality that maybe we're already happy, even some of the time or a lot of the time. Could be just as simple as holding tightly to the old rhythms and routines or the old self-care strategies, like what used to work for my body, or, depending on the season you're in, what used to work for your family calendar. And when we're so caught up in either living in the past or clinging tightly to what used to be or what used to work or what we thought life would be like, we can just very easily miss out on the life in front of us. So, welcome back to the Rebranding Middle Age podcast. I'm Krista, founder of alifeinprogress.ca and rebrandingmiddleage.com. I offer my work as a writer, grief and trauma-informed mind-body coach, and joyful living educator. And my work centers around the needs and experiences of midlife women. My work is for freedom seekers, truth tellers, and stubborn questioners, highly sensitive souls, slow movers, and non-hustlers, the anxious, grieving, weary, and healing, reforming people pleasers, perfectionists, performers, and peacekeepers, and otherwise brave, messy, curious humans ready to quiet the conditioning and noise to reclaim freedom, wholeness, and joy. So welcome. I'm glad you're here. I was walking on the familiar trail with my husband on Sunday and just reflecting on the sweetness of a past season of my life. Thinking about who I used to be and how my life used to be and what my focus was on and where I put my money and energy and what lit me up, And it was honestly, it feels quite different from who and how I am and what I want and need today. I was a homeschooler. Some of you know this and some probably have never heard this before, but I homeschooled for 16 years. I loved that season of my life. Not every day, not every moment. but really my primary dream in my life was to have a family and create a safe, creative, connected home where we could all explore and love and play and create. And I loved the planning of the homeschooling. I loved the nesting, baking muffins, and reading good novels aloud on the couch. And it was a beautiful season. But it is not me anymore. In fact, there's nothing in me that, given the chance, would want to go back to that season. And I recognize, like, I don't have the energy or patience. I have energy and patience for a lot of things, probably way more in many, many ways. But there's just, I don't know, just nothing in me that would have a desire to go back. But I can notice these sort of wistful feelings sometimes. Some of it is tinged with sadness. And I think a lot of that is just natural because there was just so much sweetness, your little people growing up, if you choose to have children, of course, just things that you loved. And then there can also be some grief because some of the people that I love most in the world are no longer here. And I'm allowed to feel sad about that. But what I don't want is to hold tightly, so tightly to what used to be that I forget to enjoy the life in front of me. And I do not allow myself to evolve and continue becoming. So my current life has a lot of beauty in it. I get to travel more. I get to focus more on my business, which I love. I get to connect with interesting humans and have great conversations, and that's all part of my real self as well, as much as that former Krista, nesting and homeschooling was also a part of my real self. I'm really curious about what's to come, and I'm allowing myself to vision forward and dream and think about my wise woman self or myself at 70 or 85 and just kind of spend time there, because then it helps me set sail. It helps me set a course. I don't live there. I don't want to live in the past and I don't want to live in the future. But I want a sense of direction. And also, part of stretching and allowing ourselves to evolve and shape shift and become more fully ourselves is expanding our nervous system capacity, but also our ability to dream and imagine a new possibility. Even in areas of life or relationships or finances or whatever it is that feel impossible at the moment. One of the beautiful things for me is that I can look back and see a lot of evidence of where I had a dream or a desire, and I could not see how on earth it would be possible, but I didn't give up on the dream. I held that dream. Where I could, I charted a path. I took the one baby step forward and let the path unfold in front of me. And in so many ways, the thing that felt impossible came to fruition. A little side note is that sometimes our dreams do come to fruition, but yeah, they're in a way that isn't an exact replica of our imaginary ideal. And we have the choice to reject, discard, or devalue the version in front of us, or to receive it with joy and gratitude. We can't, even if we're a vision focused person or a, like me, like I'm a vision forward kind of person, it's really important that we dream and open ourselves up to new possibilities, but we hold that loosely, understanding that There's no way we can really see the fullness of what is possible ahead of us. Like, if you think back to the past 20 years of your life, I bet there are things that happened that were beautiful and hard things. But just for the moment, thinking about the really lovely, beautiful things, you probably couldn't even have imagined them. You didn't know they were an option. You know, just like if you do have kids and your young person is trying to set a course for their life or this first stage and go to university or whatever their next steps are, it often we have to encourage them to not worry too much about the exact outcome and just start with the information they do know and trust that the path will evolve so or unfold, you know. So one example is my middle child, who her first love has always been math. She had lots of ideas about interesting careers and things like that that she was interested, but nothing like specific. And so we encouraged her, just start with what you know, right? Start with the math. And along the way, she met a professor who took her under his wing. He was a stats professor. Long story short, she ended up in a career at this point of her life, and probably it will evolve multiple times because she's young. But currently, she's so happy. She does statistics and like research for wildfire. And she, anyway, something that the point is something that she couldn't even have seen. She had no idea this existed. She didn't know she had an interest in this. Just no idea. All she had to do was take that first step. And so it's a fun thing to watch and be reminded of as her mama also, that, you know, I can't see the fullness of what could be ahead of me either. So the theme of this podcast season is old stories, new possibilities. And each episode, I just want to playfully explore this theme in slightly different ways. But today, what I am feeling drawn to is this idea of mining for the wisdom and beauty in every season and allowing ourselves to continually grow, stretch, expand, or become. However you feel, express, or experience that. Like, you know, is it you're becoming a new version of you? You're writing a new story, like whatever that is. So, this topic of mining for the beauty and wisdom in every season is one of the core threads of my work. You'll find it on my hope map graphic if you choose to take a peek at that on the homepage of my website, alifeinprogress.ca. And when I think about that idea, so what does it mean to mine for the wisdom and beauty in every season? Well, first, you know, I've touched on this throughout the previous seasons in some different ways, but it's just that I hold the belief that, if we're willing, if we can allow ourselves to look for it, even the hardest of seasons have something there that can serve us. So even in the darkest seasons that we would not choose for ourselves and we wouldn't wish upon anybody, and I'm not saying we have to force ourselves in the heartache or the pain to look for this, but often there is a natural part of meaning making that can come from even the hardest or darkest seasons of life that allows us to either witness our strength or recognize some truth or something that serves us. Anyway, so for me, don't want to speak over you, I believe firmly that there is wisdom and beauty to be mined in every single season of my life. In this season, Here are just some ideas, things that I'm looking for, questions I might ask myself that you could try on for size. So to start with, it's just like, what are the simple everyday gifts of my life in this place and time? One of the concerns, the things that I kind of, it's not front of mind, but it matters to me, is that I don't want to miss out on my real life by somehow wishing it away. You know, it's too hard. It's imperfect. It's not what I wanted. I don't know how to do it. It's so uncomfortable. Like, I don't want any of that stuff to pull me out of fully living this day. And that's a challenging thing to choose, you know, depending on the circumstances of our life. But I want to live fully. I want to thrive. I want to feel fully alive in my body and my life. And so I want to be present to the truth of what is. And that includes just the simple, beautiful, everyday gifts of my life. You know, it could be the apple tree outside my office window right now. The blossoms are just starting. You can see that they're just on the cusp of wanting to open. And so soon, my apple trees are going to be in full glorious bloom. And what an amazing sensory explosion that is. And it's really brief. You know, the smell, the scent in the neighborhood, if you go for a walk, and the sight of it. I mean, it's just amazing. And I don't want to miss that. What's emerging? You know, we might check in and listen inward and say, what's emerging, or what's my current growth edge? So for me right now, I'm very clear. There are a couple key things that are my current growth edge. They're both very stretching. They are, I'm not forced to. We're never forced to grow and stretch. Even when we're thrown into circumstances that are really hard, we're still not forced to stretch. We're not forced to do sort of this growth work. So my current growth edge, I'm very clear of it. It's hard work. It can bring up a lot of anxiety that actually feels very intense in my chest and feels like physical pain. And one beautiful thing, I'm so grateful for it, but this, when I make space to listen inward and trust my experience and not opt out and not bypass and not rush through, but listen and receive and live open to the beauty and the wisdom of this season, I receive insight and guidance. And last week, a bit of wisdom and guidance that popped up was this thought that, oh, I'm not struggling, which is the story I was telling myself. It felt very true, but I'm not struggling. I'm stretching and expanding again in a big way. I shared in my hope map earlier this week that I'm recording, I shared that story. And almost immediately, when that truth came up, because it did feel like truth for me, the contraction of my chest and that pain and that anxiety just dissipated. It went from like a 95% intensity to like a 15 to 20% whisper in my body. Just by that wisdom that was able to rise to the surface as part of my current growth edge. I or we could ask ourselves, what am I curious about or drawn towards right now? What stretches and excites me right now? What dreams or ideas are arising, even if they feel impossible? That can be a clue of where we are limiting ourselves or devaluing ourselves or believing old stories. And it can be an invitation to open ourselves up to a new possibility. So when dreams arise, or it might be a shiny idea, it might be a dream, we can have a real tendency to immediately shut it down. We do that with, like, maybe it's our inner critic that rises up and says, "What? What a stupid idea. Who are you to believe you could do that? Like, that's illogical. That's unpractical." Or, some other form of inner judgment, like, "Well, that's selfish. You should be thinking more about X, Y, and Z." Or some old story. "Well, you said your values and priorities were this. Why are you thinking about this other thing?" It could be any manner of noise and inner judgment and chatter. What I would say or suggest, if you're open to this, though, is to let yourself dream. Let yourself dream unfiltered. Let yourself vision. Let yourself feel challenged by these ideas that emerge. You don't have to attach to them. You don't have to permanently, go after them or anything, but you can just notice them and not shut them down. You could have a shiny idea list in your journal. You could just journal out or capture an idea and date it. Just let it be what it is. It's a thought. It's an idea. It's a possibility. It's a curiosity. It's a little shiny, playful, idea to follow or get curious about. That's all it is. But could you allow yourself to entertain a new possibility? Part of this work of old stories, new possibilities, mining for the beauty and wisdom in every season, and allowing ourselves to expand is letting go of what was, the beautiful parts, the dreams unfulfilled, pain and unforgiveness, if and as we can, who we used to be. What we thought we wanted, or maybe what we did want in that season of life, or all the other things that get in the way of living in the here and now and just being who we are. It can be so simple as, I mentioned like healthcare or self-care practices. Just notice in your own life the ways that you're just forcing yourself to stay in an old mold or an old story or a rut of stuckness, even. Like, could be your clothing style. It could be just old, like your weekly rhythm that you've outgrown. It could be a relationship or a marriage. And sometimes, like when we're talking about a marriage or other relationships, it's not automatic that the relationship must end. It's that we notice that what used to work is no longer working. And it's an invitation to grow, to evolve together, maybe to have some brave and stretching conversations. Maybe it's about dreaming forward again together because you're in this brand new season. But there does need to be a permission granted. Really, we give it to ourselves. Sometimes it's helpful and affirming to hear another person say it, Like sometimes women will say to me, "Oh, that just gave me permission." They know, and I know, that the only person who can really give them permission is themselves. But often, we need community, right? Whether that's like we read each other's work or we gather together in some form or, in our friendships, whatever. But we do need each other. We lift each other up in different ways. Anyway, we need to give ourselves or receive permission to quit. Quit old ways of being, quit old patterns, quit old mindsets, quit old relationships, quit old obligations, quit old hobbies. Just quit things. that if they're not serving you, if they're not life-giving and soul-honoring, and they don't fill you up and they don't help you thrive in this new season of life, let them go. Sometimes we feel like, I can't remember, oh, sunk cost fallacy. It's like, yeah, but I put so much time, effort, money, work into that thing, you know, an old career, a relationship, a hobby, whatever it was. And still, is that a good enough reason to stay there when it's robbing you of joy or destroying your health or, you know, whatever? To give yourself permission to change, to pivot, to explore, to expand, to keep evolving and becoming. One of the things that lights me up in the world or gives me this sense of hope is that, you know, I love a good learning curve. And I'm a curious human, and I know that I'm going to just keep growing and stretching and being challenged and changing my beliefs and learning new things and having new perspective and building skill and all of this stuff. Like, that is one of the greatest gifts, I think, of this being on this planet in this day and age where we have access to so much wealth of education and information and learning from each other and travel and an opportunity. So I don't want to stifle that. So, is there a place in your life where you need to let go of what was so that you can be here, fully present, let yourself thrive, let yourself feel fully alive in this season? Another point here is that in our 20s and 30s, there a lot of our work is figuring out who we are, figuring out our place in the world. And a lot of that is guided by outside or external to us factors or influences. So, ideas of, you know, what it is to be quote unquote successful, or, you know, where do we find happiness? You know, it's like we're looking outside of ourselves. Maybe we're looking to family of origin, looking to culture, looking to media, looking around our social group, etc. And we're using all of this information to try to form an identity. And that's as it should be. But then the 40s take you into this massive restructuring. So I really experienced this in my 40s. A lot of us do, if we have access to this type of support and information or education, but it might happen in your 50s. It could even happen in your 60s. But I'm just going to say, like, 40s, I think maybe, well, I know, never mind. I was going to say maybe ideally if we have access to the resources, but I don't think there is a one right way. So I'm going to discard that old story. But let's just say, for example, in our 40s or 50s, we go into this time of unraveling and then a reorienting, recalibrating, reimagining, or restructuring. And it's stretching. It is uncomfortable, and it is also freeing. And on the other side, not we don't have to wait till we're sort of through, because I'm not quite sure when the perfect endpoint is, but you know what, but there is this like murky, murky middle. And if we can just keep going, we begin to get these glimpses of freedom and joy like never before. Or I don't know, for some of us, like never before. If we're lucky, we get more life ahead of us, right? And so we get to begin to reimagine ourselves, reimagine who and how we choose to be in the world, reimagine how we want to use our gifts or bring our work to the world, reimagine our relationships and what we expect, how we want to feel valued or loved, etc. There's a whole lot of reimagining that can happen. And the process, like, let's just say, according to sort of my model, the seasonal living model or framework I use, there's that intense unraveling and in our 40s, and then kind of 50s and 60s, there's a real new that sort of reemergence, recalibration, reimagining, exploring new ways of being and working, etc., that can happen if we have our basic needs met, we're safe enough, and we have, I guess, enough resilience and support, right? So it's like sometimes, yeah, just, yeah, never mind. There's always like 22 caveats in my brain as I'm speaking something aloud. And none of this is wasted or wrong, right? Like these seasons of evolution are all important and needed, I think. Just like the work of, you know, how I share sometimes, like the work of every season, if I'm thinking about a season of living, that's where we do the work that prepares us or equips us for what's next. It might be hard, it might be challenging, you know, but it's all important. So, finally, again, like just what are we talking about here? So the big theme is old stories, new possibilities. This episode is inviting us to think about mining for the wisdom and beauty in every season. So wherever you are, what can you mine for the wisdom and beauty in this season? But then also, could you allow yourself to open up to or imagine and begin to even feel that growth edge shifting or the stretching happen in your body and your mind as you open up to a new possibility for your life? What happens if we get stuck or we live stagnant in the old patterns or old behaviors or old ways of doing and being? If we feel obligated to keep living the same old life, the same old story over and over and over for the rest of our days? Obviously, I can't answer that for anyone else. I can only imagine for myself. And so I invite you to consider if your beliefs, the stories that you're believing, your behaviors, your patterns around work, relationships, money, your body, whatever else, if nothing changes, what will your life be like in 1 year? What will it be like in 5 years or 10 years? Just think about that. How will that feel? What will it look like? Will you be happy? At the end of your days, will you be satisfied? Maybe yes, maybe no. For me, I know that that would not be okay with me. You know, even just because I want to keep healing, I can see ways that old patterns are just unhealed parts of me. And for my daughters, as and for myself, but honestly, especially for my daughters, I want to take responsibility for my healing. So I don't want to stay the same. I want to learn new ways of parenting with less fear and more love and trust. I want to keep evolving with my husband. We've been together 30 years. Actually, in August, we'll have been together 31 years, married for 30. That's amazing. And I want our relationship to continue to grow. I want it to be healthy. I want him to grow as a human and me to grow as a human. I want to keep growing and feeling excited about my work, growing in how I value myself and how I use my voice and stepping out in new ways and meeting new people and having fun and, just all the things. And I would not be happy doing the same old, same old, same old for every year, now until again, end of my days. I'm happiest with a learning curve and a growth edge. So, do you want to think about that? If nothing else changes and you stay in your current beliefs and patterns and behaviors, what will your life be like in 1 year, in 5 years, in 10 years? And is that okay with you? How does that feel? All right, so I'm going to wrap up here. A way to practice imperfect action that I will offer to you is this exercise I offered up the first time I shared it. I think I had done it personally before, but I think it was in 2018 when I taught my first course. It was called Show Up Afraid. And one of the exercises in one of the modules was this: I used to, but I don't anymore. And really, it's just like a brain dump of sorts where you just use the prompt, I used to blank, but I don't anymore. And I offered up a whole list of things as an example of what I used to, and I could do that again. I have done it periodically, but it can actually be fun, and it might take a few minutes to get started, and then you might notice that things just start flowing. And what we're doing is really just allowing ourselves to notice the ways that we've already become and how that was a positive experience. And again, it could be as simple as what you used to wear and what you and now you don't. It could, it could just be run the gamut of all the different areas of life. So I used to, but I don't anymore. Of course, I would love it if you want to share any takeaways or your own what's coming up for you as you listen and explore some of these ideas. And you can always reach me at krista@alifeinprogress.ca. There are 2 days left to sign up for the new Reignite Your Creativity workshop. Registration ends end of day Friday, or if I ignore my website, it'll be early morning Saturday. Currently, it's $27 to sign up. I keep the prices for workshops fairly low to help more people come play, engage, explore, and connect with me. And as of Saturday, though, the price goes up to $45. And so even if you can't join live, you might want to just go ahead and buy it now and enjoy the replays at your own pace. All right, until next time, make peace with messiness to make space for joy.